and whatever comes I will. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace.
All right, so it's at this time every week that we are joined by Daily Maverick motoring journalist Melinda Ferguson, who's giving us the latest on the cars on the road, new cars on the road, and of course keeping us up to date with motor industry news. This week she's reviewing the all-new, more powerful, so they say, Toyota Land Cruiser 300. Toyota says of this car that it's easy to drive and difficult to tire. Does Melinda agree? Well, we'll find out now. Morning. Hello. Easy to drive. Hi. Easy to drive, difficult to tire, apparently. And they've, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I haven't tried it, but I would not even dare. I'm dreadful at changing tires.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, this is the Land Cruiser. First hit the road in 1951. 51.
Yeah.
Talk about old things that still work. Hit the road in 1951 under the rather unfortunate name of the Toyota BJ. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I was wondering about that, but let's not dwell too much
no,
on that.
Let us not.
Yes.
Okay, so launched in 1951 as the Toyota BJ, as this four-wheel drive, very, very powerful. And now, I mean, it's really an institution, really, the Land Cruiser.
Such an institution. 51 it launched. It's been around for 70 years. Epitome of adventure, reliability. I mean, they've got a tagline, the world trusts it with its life. And
sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I think it's just one of those legendary vehicles. There was a 60 series, there's an 80 series, 100 series, 200 series, and now we've got the Land Rover 300.
All new. Big sellers everywhere. I mean, I don't know, what are the figures here? Do they do well here?
Well, internationally, they sold in 170 countries,
sure.
10.6 million units, more than 300,000 a year, you know, worldwide.
Wow.
South Africa, and I mean, Toyota is the best-selling manufacturer in the country,
right.
You know, across the whole thing because of their Hilux, I think, and their Fortuner.
Yeah.
And we sell about 4,000 a year here.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it is a sort of institution. I'm reading a book by that fabulous doctor, Dr. Emmanuel Taban. And I'm reading that. Yeah, no, it's amazing. I'm interviewing him next week for Frantic Literary Fest, if anyone cares. He mentions in it during his incredible journey that he jumps it, you know, he gets picked up, he's hitchhiking, he gets picked up in a Land Cruiser. Now, to even acknowledge that 20 years ago, that was the vehicle that you were picked up in to remember, it just goes to show how much of it really is an institution. So it's a brand new one. What else would we see then? Because I sort of get lost with Toyota and its SUVs. What else is in this particular class?
You know, we were talking about this at the launch this week, and the only one that we could really come up with is the Nissan Patrol, which hardly anybody
even
knows
about.
Yeah. So there's a big Nissan Patrol, and that would be probably in the same class. But you can't say the Land Rover Defender is, you know, it's much smaller. And every one that we tried to sort of compare to the Land Cruiser, we kind of went saying, no, but it's not this, it's not that. So
and what is it, Mel? What is it that makes it not in certain classes? Is it the size? Is it the engine? Is it?
Yeah. The size of it. I mean, this one is a seven-seater. They are seven-seaters. They're large. So like that Palisade we did.
Yeah.
The Palisade can do nothing compared to the Land Cruiser off-road. And I really think it's off-road capabilities. You know, it is a beast.
It's a beast.
It can take everything on.
Yeah.
Basically.
I really like the look of it. We'll talk about the look of it in just a second. So the last upgrade on this car was a couple of years ago in 2019. So what's new? What are we looking at?
So they're all new engines, which is very exciting. There's a 3.3-litre diesel now. It's a V6. And there's a 3.5-litre V6 petrol. So built on the new TNGA platform. Sorry, my dog is like literally yawning ear, and I'm trying to keep him away. There's you know, a lot of stuff. There's been enhanced acceleration at low speeds, better fuel economy, The ground clearance has improved from 230 millimetres to 235. And there's big news for people that follow the Gazoo Racing. We spoke about GR Racer in the new Yaris,
yes,
a few weeks ago. And so there is now a GRS in the Land Cruiser, which is more powerful. And it's like got the whole Gazoo Racing emblems, and there's a whole lot of stuff going with that. So I think that's going to be a really exciting one for big Land Cruiser fans to go after.
That sounds mega. The Land Cruiser in GR version.
Yeah.
Listen, in terms of target market, and you said, you know, this is the car of lives and livelihoods. So who is the target market for the Land Cruiser?
I think the Land Cruiser has this, like, same as the Golf GTI, it's got these stalwart fans.
Has it, right.
So you would be, you know, I think people who are real off-road fans and who really like to go and do the whole bush thing.
Yeah.
But there's also another customer that they target, which is the boulevard.
The what?
It's bush and boulevard, you know, and it's very premium, very luxurious inside. It's not like a rattly old bloody off-roader that you kind of imagine. The Land Cruiser has really upped its game in terms of being super comfortable, being seen, you know, as an absolute urban vehicle as well.
Really?
So there is no uncomfortability at all around this vehicle.
Because, you know, there are a couple of SUVs out there, off-roaders, that they look the biz on the outside. They look they look pretty slick. You get inside and it's like a tank in there.
Yeah,
you know, it's not luxury. The only exception, there's that lovely, you'll remember which one it is, that the Mercedes something, you had a bright red one at one point, that kind of bucky thing that, you know, could definitely go off road, but you go inside and it's like sitting in a gentleman's smoking lounge. I mean, it is glorious inside, but that's not the case with all SUVs. But it's not, is it some SUV? Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, the X-Class, for those who know about the Mercedes bucky, it's not the bucky thing, it's the X-Class, yeah. I mean,
it's not a bucky, is it? Sorry, it's a double it's a double cab Mercedes. But you know what I mean. It's like a shove the dog and your tools and whatever in the back. But Granny can also sit in there and feel like she's in the lap of luxury. It was lovely.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I must just tell you, before everybody gets excited and pulls their credit cards out or throws cash at Toyota, there are huge waiting lists all across the world
already?
At the moment. Australia's talking about a four-year delay.
No, stop it.
I think they're being a little bit, no, but it's a lot to do with COVID, hey? The factory closed for the whole, I think, of last month. I'm not sure if it was the last month, but parts, semiconductor issues, there's a lot of stock issues. And so Toyota South Africa has actually stopped its waiting list because it's had such a huge
response. How many units are they getting? Do we know?
We couldn't get them to put their numbers on the block. But I mean, there are customers who are going to get it. But I think this is going to become like a collector's item.
Do you really? I'd love to hear from you. If you are somebody who, A, has a Land Cruiser, are you one of the target market that they're talking about where you are a dedicated Land Cruiser person? Or can you, if you're on that list, what is it about Land Cruiser? Let me know. 021-446-0567. We're talking to Melinda Ferguson, Daily Maverick motoring journalist. Not just Cape Talk motoring journalist now, I think, after all this time. We're talking about the Toyota Land Cruiser 300, the all new. All right. So, in terms of look, what do you think? I mean, I think you described it as a beast. It looks like a beast. I haven't seen the interior. I'm going to try and Google now. How does it look? I think it's great, actually.
It's gorgeous.
I like it. Yeah.
I mean, the front has been completely refashioned. It's got a little bit of that retro vibe around from those very early days of Land Cruiser. So they've really managed to get that kind of boxy look and a big grille. They're fabulous headlamps. It's more angular, more dynamic. Inside, I mean, it's the epitome of luxurious. There's a ZX grade that's really luxurious. There are more charging points. It's very, you know, we sat in the front and the back, and I mean, really, we were doing some tough off-roading on this launch, and we were saying, like, we're sailing. There's no bump. The suspension is unbelievable in this Land Cruiser. And so you literally sail over what other cars would give you, kind of a broken neck. This one, you're just going like, we're surfing.
I've just had a look at the interior.
Mm.
And I mean, again, you know, my favourite phrase, gentleman smoking lounge, it's glorious.
It
really does look that it's got that old school, like you say, that retro boxy look. This, I'm telling you, once this hits the UAE, because that's the car, when I lived in Dubai, this was the car that the sheikhs would take out to the desert. And, you know, the whole family would pile in, they'd go and do some dune bashing and then sit down and have, you know, mezze and a hookah pipe.
And we did do quite a lot of sand driving. And I know, I mean, I've done a lot of off-roading. When you hit sand, you sometimes have to really accelerate, because if you don't accelerate, you get stuck.
You get stuck, yeah.
The wheels spin and you get stuck in sand. This one, we were like cruising up these really high sandbanks, kind of like dune-like sort of terrain. This thing just goes. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a really safe car to be found in the middle of nowhere.
Have I asked you about the engine? It's not normally a question I ask because I don't really know about this stuff, but I mean, you said it's very powerful. What's the engine?
So we've got a petrol V6, a 3.5-litre twin turbo, okay, and then a 3.3-litre V6 turbo diesel, both turbo engines.
That's the one I want.
305 kilowatts on the petrol and 650 newton meters of torque, and that's why it can pull that well, because it's got great torque. And then the other one, and what is 700 newton meters on the diesel. Did you hear that moaning in the background?
I can hear it all.
From the
it sounds like you're about to be the victim of a serial killer.
It's the dog. He's lying in the sun with me. I'm trying to, you know, sit in a private place, but of course. And then, of course, they've both got 10-speed auto transmissions. 10-speed. And, I mean, I haven't even started talking about the low range, the high range.
Talk about it. Go now. I don't understand what it is.
Well, I mean, you know, you put your, they're diff locks for you to be in certain situations off-road. You need to engage a diff lock. There's an auto terrain setting, but you can also go for sand, for mud, for snow, and it really does adapt to terrain in the most amazing way. So you know, when you're going on very rocky and difficult to climb stuff, you'd put it into a certain terrain, and I mean, this beast just adapts, and you basically have something that you could really climb most things in.
You know what? I'm smiling because a few years ago, I don't know if you remember this, a few years ago, my sister gave my other half and I a break before kids, before, no, we did have a dog, gave my partner and I a breakaway to the Cedarburg. And she's a bit of a hippie, my sister. And so she sent us to somewhere that has absolutely no electricity. And when I say the middle of nowhere, and we had at the time my little Fiat 500, but we knew it would never, So my other half's uncle lent us his Bucky, but it's not a powerful Bucky. It's just, as, I think it might be an Isuzu. It's like a little small runaround. We thought that would fare better. And it took us from as a crow flies, the distance we had to travel was 5 kilometres from sort of the place where we picked up our keys for this shack in the middle of nowhere to the actual venue. It was as the crow flies, Melinda, it was 5 kilometres. Had it been a straight road, it would have taken us 2 minutes. It took us 3 hours, I promise you, because it was so off-road. It was ludicrous. We still laugh about it to this day. But I'm just thinking how we would have fared in a Toyota Corolla. We'd have been there in 10 minutes.
Three minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really fast as well. I mean, it's,
So that's what we needed. Listen, what did you love about it?
Oh, wow. Was a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I particularly loved the way that it could do anything. I mean, we did a lot of off-roading and we did proper sort of difficult stuff. We went on, you know, like places where they set up stuff, which was really difficult to do. So I just found that it was everything that they say it is. But I also loved that on road you could literally chill kickback, and you felt like you were in the most luxurious car as well. So I think they've really combined this off-road beast and the boulevard idea, which makes me very happy because I do like a bit of luxury.
Same. No, I do. I do too. Anywhere where there could be room for improvement?
Oh, you know, it's difficult because nothing really strikes me, you know, because there were so many ticks on the boxes. I did sometimes, because we were driving in convoy, I sometimes looked at the rear of the car and I thought, I wouldn't have minded if it was a little bit more Kardashian in the back, like a little bit more beefy, you know. And so I did say to my driving partner, I find it a little bit narrow at the back. So if anything I wanted to moan about, I thought they could have beefed up the back.
Some more junk in the trunk of the Land Cruiser.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Right, you've talked us through the two different models, have you? Yes, you have, yes.
Yeah,
let's talk price. I just have no idea. I initially started in the week very low, and I'm now ashamed. I'm going to go with the entry level. It's got to be 1.4, surely, at least, entry level.
Actually, you're not that far off.
Okay.
But there is the entry level GXR 3.3-litre diesel.
Yeah.
For 1.2 million and 83,000 rand.
Okay, yeah, I'm in the ballpark, I suppose. Okay,
yeah.
And then that top. Of the,
yeah, let's yeah. talk about the GRS, the 3.5 litre petrol. And the GRS 3.5 litre petrol is 1.8
no.
million and 42,000 rand.
No, it isn't. 1.8
yeah.
million.
No, but and people are going to buy that one. Hey, I mean, I think they're going to go, well, let's get the best.
What? Yeah, because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? And also, if you've got 1.2, you've probably got 1.8. That's extraordinary. All right. Out of 10, how would you rate this car?
Oh, I cannot give it a single point less than 9 out of 10.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's a 9 out of 10.
It's a 9 for me. All right, I really like this. I mean, again, it's just added to my wish list. Christmas is coming soon, so, you know, you never know, do you? You never know. Melinda, thank you very much. What are we going to be doing next week, please?
Something so completely opposite, completely affordable in terms of the Land Cruiser. I'm doing the new compact SUV Renault Kiga.
Oh, okay, lovely, good stuff. We have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. The Renault Kiga, Melinda Ferguson, thank you.